A day before the winner of the Tour de France crosses the finish line, Kate Paulison will roll triumphantly down the Champs-Élysées. She joins me now to explain how that can be. Welcome to Only a Game.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit, Kate, about what you're doing and the team of women with whom you're doing it.
So we have a group of six women who are riding the entire Tour de France course one day ahead of the race, called the Rev Project, and our goal is to inspire more women to ride bikes and also anyone, anywhere, to tackle a dream that seems impossible.
Okay, but unlike the racers who were a day behind you, you aren't trying to beat any of those other five women riding with you, right?
Right. We have to work together to get to Paris, and it's tough sometimes because we are different strength levels, but there's no racing except for a fun little playful sprint here and there.
Tell me about the greatest challenge that you've faced so far.
I think the greatest challenge has been learning how to be comfortable when we're in such an unfamiliar environment with unfamiliar people, and most of us came into this as total strangers. And you know, being on a bike for 8 hours a day is so stressful already, but not having any of the normal comforts makes it even that more difficult.
Well, I understand that you and your teammates are not the only people doing this. Who's riding with you, and how have they helped?
So we've actually seen a couple other groups out here attempting the same thing we are. We're traveling with one of those groups. It's mostly Dutch and some Belgian riders. And there's actually some women in with them, too, which is really cool. And we've been able to work together with them on the flat stages that are very windy. So it's been great as providing some shelter for us. But today we had a hillier day, so we spent the whole day on our own without the group.
What do you hope to accomplish by riding, it's now, what, 2,100 miles of the Tour de France course?
So our first goal is to raise money for the Bikes Belong Foundation, which is a national nonprofit that builds safe places to ride bikes. And so we're trying to raise $60,000 for that. Our other goals are more difficult to measure, but we think we're reaching a new audience with this great platform of the Tour de France.
You know, I just heard myself saying 2,100 miles of the Tour de France. I'm beginning to feel a little guilty that I'm speaking to you. Shouldn't you be sleeping or resting or something?
You know, we make time for talking to friends back home and the little things, so I'm happy to talk today.
You have been described as somebody who wants to make bicycles, quote, an agent of change in America. In the best of circumstances, how does that happen?
The way that I see it happening is getting on a bike something that anyone can do is just a normal daily act. You know, you don't have to have spandex, you don't have to sweat, you don't have to suit up. Bicycling for short trips is progressing quite rapidly in America, especially in big cities that are building safe places to ride.
Of course, a short trip for you is probably, what, 60 miles?
You know, these days it feels that way.
Kate Paulison is on the road to Paris via a seriously mountainous and scenic route. Kate, thank you very much for pausing to speak with me.
Thanks so much for having us.